fighting for America.
The media market personality Marconi goes to Kevin Miller, KIDOAM, Boise, Idaho.
Fighting for Idaho.
I just want to say to all of you, thank you for believing in radio and local radio. I want to thank Town Square Media. I want to thank Kevin Godwin. I want to thank all my listeners.
Fighting for you.
But in reality, this award is about all of you that believe in radio, that believe in touching people's lives. God bless you all. Thank you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. And yes, Ray Amaya, I think we're going to have to go to our old REM song. We'll have to put in some clips of all the same-sex couples in Idaho getting married. And, you know, wonder if it's the end of the world. You know, it's fascinating, this debate going on, and again, I'm a neophyte to social media and listening to people going back and forth, reading the comments of people going back and forth on the Kevin Miller Facebook. That's where the action is, where people have vilified and riddled conservatives who disagree with gay marriage or same-sex marriage in the state of Idaho. You know, I'm starting this program today on my knees. Repenting for whatever crimes that I've committed, whatever crimes America has committed, to be where we are today in the cultural malaise that is permeating throughout the culture, society. Even here in the Gem State, it's fascinating. I posted an article, which I'll share with you coming up. And yes, this show, unlike other shows on the radio, is usually not read along with Kevin Miller, but I think this one will provoke some conversation, which is what our goal is, to provoke a little laughter, a little thought, a little passion, as we get you started each and every morning around some traffic and weather here at 580 KIDO. And basically, the will of the people has been taken away, and I was watching Meet the Depressed. No, it was Fox News Sunday, which you can hear here at 580 KIDO, and you had Ted Olson on, and then you had the young man from the Family Research Center, Tony Perkins. And Tony Perkins was talking about the reason why same-sex marriage should not be allowed is because the purpose of marriage is children and to protect the children. And really, Olson started quoting the Supreme Court. Folks, I don't think that I would have an issue with this. I would be upset. I would be disappointed if the Supreme Court, and I will say this, I will quote Tony Perkins on this, did the back alley Roe v. Wade with us on gay marriage here in Idaho. And by the way, the other argument is, hey, how does it harm you? How does it harm society? How are you going to be impacted if two men live together and have a normal family? How dare you infringe on their rights? Well, I'm going to give you those answers today. I'm going to give those to you honestly and openly. And there are a lot of people that don't agree with this program. They like what we do, and we support them, and we encourage them to be with us. This is not agreement radio, but it is about discussion with respect. And again, I'm sitting here on my knees. I don't know how long the thighs will hold up. I've got a heavy load here. But getting back to this whole idea of the Supreme Court punting. If the Supreme Court truly believed that gay marriage should be legal, they should have done the Roe v. Wade and decided it for themselves in Windsor and in DOMA. And I sometimes live in a workplace where people that disagree with me run around the halls and cheer as if it were reliving the civil rights efforts. We're reliving the 60s. And they look at me and snicker, and I just kind of keep on walking. And I think of you and your workplace, and if that happens to you, if you say something, well, you're a homophobe, you're a bigot, you're a bad person. Even if you say, I believe marriage is between a man and a woman. And the Supreme Court, which was explained to us yesterday by Ted Olson, saw that 27 federal judges all agreed that marriage, same-sex marriage, was a constitutional right. So who were the federal judges to jump in there and stop them? Who were the Supreme Court folks to do that? If they believe that, then they shouldn't have given us the back channel last year with DOMA and Prop 8. They should have just said it. At least it would have been decided. And here in the state of Idaho, we are overwhelmed. We've got television stations showing two women kissing. Two men kissing. I can go back to 20 years ago. The only class I think in college I got an A in, and it was an A minus, sociology. What's that, Sweet William? Oh, and also history? Okay. That I got an A minus in, and how did they define homosexuality? It was deviancy, deviancy from the norm. Now today you say that and you would be run. Because it's normal. And Tony Perkins, God bless him, was too emotional to debate Mr. Olson. But basically the argument is A, it's states' rights, and B, you know, where is the standard now? Where's the standard when it comes to marriage, my friends? Who's to say that polygamy will not be next? It already is being overturned in Utah. Not hyperbole, but fact. Not hyperbole, but fact. And here are a few questions for you at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Do the states have the right to outlaw same-sex marriage? Not long ago, the question would have been absurd. For every state regarded homosexual acts as criminals. Moreover, the laws prohibiting same-sex marriage had been enacted democratically by statewide referendum, like Prop 8 in California, or by Congress or elected state legislatures. But today, rogue judges and justices appointed for life answer to no one, instruct a once democratic republic on what laws we may and may not enact. Last week, the Supreme Court refused to stop federal judges from overturning laws banning same-sex marriage. We are now told to expect the Supreme Court itself to discover in the Constitution a right of men to marry men and women to marry women. Which it's funny because when the Constitution was written, you had laws against same-sex sex. You had sodomy laws that have been thrown out of the military now, of the UCMJ. So if marriage were an inferred or implied right back when the Constitution was written, same-sex marriage, why did they have those laws on the books? How, in little more than a half a century, did the American people fall under the rule of judicial dictatorship, where judges and justices twist phrases in the Constitution to impose their alien ideology on this once-free people? What brings the issue up is both the court decision on same-sex marriage and the death of my friend Professor William J. Quirk of the South Carolina University School of Law. In judicial dictatorship, Bill wrote of the revolution that has been imposed against the will of the majority and of how Congress and the people might rout that revolution. The instrument of the revolution is judicial review, the doctrine that makes the Supreme Court the final arbiter, the decider of what the Constitution says, and cedes to the court limitless power to overturn laws enacted by the elected branches of government. So again, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, again, the only outlet here that will say that we champion traditional marriage, that we vehemently disagree with Justice Kennedy and the 27 federal judges, that will say that we are the family values show, that we are the safe harbor for conservative dialogue and thought, as opposed to what you're getting on every outlet, print, radio, and television in the Treasure Valley. If we are one of the reddest of states, it is a blue day today. And the idea that behavior is a civil right is something I don't believe that was ever in the Constitution. We go to Gene in CUNA at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Gene.
Good morning, my friend. You know, Kevin, I don't know what I would do with myself if I wasn't able to listen to you every day. You just absolutely make my day. You really do.
And well, we're blessed to have you with us, my friend.
Well, it's, you know, I'm told you I work 7 days a week, and every morning I'm out here listening to Kevin Miller, and I would encourage everybody that's listening to keep on listening because you're very, very, very well worth it, my friend. And a couple of things. One, you mentioned earlier about talking along with Kevin or singing along with Kevin. I just wondered if you were going to have that little bouncy ball that, like, you remember Mitch Miller back in the day that used to sing along with Mitch, and he had that little bouncy ball that went from word to word on the songs.
I don't know if that would work on the radio.
It would be interesting to find out. And two, you know, these alternative lifestyle people, they say, you know, how dare you infringe on my rights? Well, you know, how dare they infringe on my rights and my children's rights and my wife's rights when we're in a mall downtown Boise just looking at a watch for my son the other day, and you've got these men that are hanging on each other, and you've got women that are pawing each other and excuse my French, you know, slopping spit right in the middle of the mall. And it's like, you know, guys, do that at your own home. Well, if you don't like it, you're going to have to deal with it. No, I don't have to deal with it, because the Father in heaven is going to deal with you in a very harsh manner, because you're an abomination. And it says that in the word, and not me saying it, he said it. And they're trying to change everything, like Columbus Day. You know, we've had this forever, and it's just somebody with nothing better to do than, oh, well, that offends me. Well, if it offends you, then don't listen to it. You know, if it offends you, don't participate. The Washington Redskins, they've been the Redskins forever. And you talk to the majority of Native Americans, they don't have a bit of problem with it. You've got one person that says, oh, it offends me, and it's probably an alternative lifestyle person. My friend, enough of my rant. And again, I appreciate you. I love you. And I wish that everybody in this great state of ours would listen to you, because you have a lot of truth and a lot of wisdom. You have a great day, my friend. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
God bless you, Gene, our great friend Gene in CUNA. CUNA, 580 KIDO. But think about this. Back to this point, the judges have taken over. And look, tomorrow we're going to have all the news media down at the Ada County Courthouse, and we're going to have everybody celebrating, everybody making out, and all those sorts of things. But at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, if homosexuality marriage, if gay marriage is the law, then what about my rights as a religious person? And do you really believe that we're going to stop at the courthouse? What happens when the rubber truly meets the road and it's the churches that are next? Now, people are going to say, Kevin, nobody's going to force religious groups to do this. No one's going to force the LDS, the Catholics, anybody to do this. I can remember being against civil unions and people saying, just let them have civil unions and nobody wants to be married anymore. Do they? Think about that. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Do you believe the judges are running the state of Idaho, number one? And number two, Alma, the anti-fracker, is arrested. We'll hear how that went down coming up as well. You can watch the video at 580KIDO.com. By the way, I'm not joking. She's refusing to eat. She's refusing to talk. She's on a hunger strike. And who in their right mind arrests a grandmother, a wife, and a mother? Apparently that happened in Fayette County. Details next, 580-5436. I'd love to hear from you. Let's talk. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
On Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Do want to remind you, coming up on Friday, we'll be at Chick-fil-A on Eagle Road. We'd love to see you there. Celebrating our Marconi win. Celebrating 5 years of being with you, the longest I've ever been anywhere. We are talking right now about your reaction to Idaho becoming another state accepting legalizing gay marriage. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And whether or not you believe that judges have the final call when it comes to the law. And by the way, coming up, somebody's blaming a political party for Ebola. And yes, we will talk about the arrest of Alma the anti-fracker. We go to Liberal Steve, who I don't know if he has or hasn't been arrested, at 580-KIDO.
I don't know if Kevin Miller's been arrested. Hey, let go of this silliness against our fellow neighbors and human beings as far as their right for marriage in the state of Idaho. And thank God there's judges and juries in the Constitution that can fight the mob rule, the money rule. Frankenstein's in the tower. Let's get our pitchforks and kill Frankenstein. Homosexuality has been around since man was on Earth, since Adam and Eve. It wasn't Adam and Steve. It was Adam and Eve. All that crap and baloney. And sodomy has been around, and porn and fornication and all that. But love has been around a lot longer, and that's why this is succeeding. Because this is about love. This isn't about sex.
Do you have any experience with loving men?
I love men, and I love women, and I love God, and I love children of the world. Love, not sex, Kevin. You're so perpetuated on the sexual act that it's destroying your mind.
No, I'm focused on the fact that the will of the people has been destroyed by judges equating behavior with things that you can't control. Do you know who Alan Keyes is?
Have no idea.
Okay. Alan Keyes, former ambassador to the UN. He actually lost the Senate race against Barack Obama. He speaks in a high-pitched voice. Sounds something like this. And when I was a baby talk show host, I said, Alan, what about the gays? And Alan looked at me and said, Kevin Miller, can you control being white? And I said, nope. Can I control being black? No. That is something that is race you cannot control. However, behavior, just because you have impulses, does not mean that you have to act on them. So therefore, why are we going to go this way as far as behavior? It is different. Behavior is not a civil right. Those are the words of Alan Keyes 20 years ago that resonate today. So
you know,
based on that, liberal Steve, I'm sorry I wasn't finished with my statement at 580 KIDO.
Sorry.
Based
sorry.
On that, what's next for marriage? Because you love many women, does that mean that you want to have a wife for every night of the week?
Oh, so many men do. So many marriages are destroyed by lust and fornication.
Let's redefine marriage then. We already have.
Well, of course marriage should be redefined.
We could have liberal Steve and his sister wives. That could be an offshoot of this program.
Well, you never know. You never know because you people are all hooked on
You're TV not answering the question.
What was the question?
What about polygamy? Can't choose who you love. Maybe you love someone more than one person.
Hey, if the courts decide...
Where is the standard, young man? Where is the standard?
What's wrong with the standards? With the standards changing? What's wrong with it, Kevin Miller? What's wrong with
Where in civilization have we ever seen this happen? Tell me.
I'm waiting for your answer.
It hasn't.
Then it should happen because men grow.
Because we're right, and the people in biblical times and the Roman Empire and in the American Industrial Revolution are wrong. We know more than they do. Liberal
do you
Steve?
Know how many popes were married before they made it? That
tell
you
me,
had to be
what names?
How many popes
what
were
names?
Married?
What names? Okay. Yeah, exactly. Liberal Steve, thank you for the call. 43 degrees at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, one political party blames the Republicans for Ebola, number one. By the way, an attempt at giving you something to read at 580kido.com. Remain calm. All is well when it comes to Ebola. Real-life tips on how to stop Ebola. Back to this article, though, concerning the Supreme Court. Think about this. Pat Buchanan saying that Jefferson said that to cede such authority to the Supreme Court would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. Was he not right? Consider what has happened, what has transpired in our lifetime. The Supreme Court has ordered the de-Christianization of all public institutions in what was predominantly a Christian country. Christian holy days, holidays, Bibles, books, prayers, and invocations were all declared to be impermissible in public schools and the public square. Secular humanism became, through the Supreme Court edict, our established religion in the United States. And the American people took to it. Why was there not a massive civil disobedience against this anti-Christian discrimination as there was against segregation? Why did Congress, which has the power to abolish every federal district and appellate court and to restrict the jurisdiction of the Supreme Court, not act? Each branch of government, wrote Jefferson, is independent of the others and has an equal right to decide for itself what is the meaning of the Constitution in the cases submitted
to its action. No branch has the absolute or final power to control the others, especially an unelected judiciary, added Quirk. In 1954, the Supreme Court ordered the desegregation of all public schools. But when the court began to dictate the racial balance of public schools and order the forced busing of children based on race across city and county lines to bring it about, a rebellion arose. Only when resistance became national and a violent reaction began did our black-robed radicals back down. Yet the Supreme Court was not deterred in its resolve to remake America. In 1973, the court discovered the right to an abortion in the Ninth Amendment. Then it found also hidden in the Constitution the right to engage in homosexual sodomy. When Congress enacted the Defense of Marriage Act, Quirk utilized it, Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution, and write in a provision stripping the Supreme Court of any right to review the act. Congress declined, and the court predictably dumped over DOMA. Republican presidents also sought to curb the Supreme Court's aggressions through the appointment process and largely failed. Of four justices elevated by Nixon, three for Roe, Ford's nominee John Paul Stevens turned left, two of Reagan, Sandra Day O'Connor, and Anthony Kennedy went wobbly. Bush's David Souter was soon caucusing with the liberals. Today, there are four constitutionalists on the court. If the GOP loses the White House in 2016, then the court is gone, perhaps forever. Yet the deeper problem lies in congressional cowardice in refusing to use its constitutional power to rein in the court. Ultimately, the failure is one of conservatism itself. Indeed, with the neoconservatives in the van, the GOP hierarchy is today in headlong retreat on same-sex marriage. Its performance calls to mind the insight of the unreconstituted Confederate chaplain to Stonewall Jackson, Robert Louis Dammey, on the failure of conservatives to halt the march of egalitarians. American conservatism is merely the shadow that follows radicalism as it moves forward towards perdition. It remains behind it, but never retards it, and always advances near its leader. Its impotency is not hard, indeed, to explain. It is worthless because it is conservatism of expediency only and not of sturdy principle. It intends to risk nothing serious for the sake of truth and has no idea of being guilty of the folly of martyrdom. Amen. So again, as we get ready for tomorrow for the same-sex licenses, spouse and spouse, to be issued in Ada County, your thoughts. Now, many of you have contacted me and said it's a right. And how dare anyone deny fellow Americans their right to marry who they love? I'd like to hear from you at 580-5436. On the other hand, those of you that agree that we've redefined marriage and we don't know what marriage wound up being, I'd like to hear from you as well. The big question, are the judges running the country or are we? Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
We've been asked to wait before, so we're waiting again.
For Sprague and Simmons, they're simply overjoyed over their marriage.
Fantastic. Like a ton of bricks have been lifted off my shoulders.
Oh my God, it is real.
It's going to happen.
We're people. We deserve not to be second-class citizens.
We're going to be married, and that's it. And that's awesome.
The state must file its motion in response to the lifted stay by noon today.
It's the end of the world.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
It's 6:41. I could listen to that song all day long. It'll be interesting to see in tomorrow's gubernatorial debate whether or not people bring that up on... I think it's on television. We'll have John Bujak joining us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. If you're interested in his candidacy, he'll be there. Once again, we invite Governor Otter, Mr. Belukoff, and others to jump in and give us their thoughts as we continue to cover the issues that matter to you. And we are taking your calls here at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, concerning gay marriage in Idaho. And my point is, whatever happened to states' rights, whatever happened to the rights of the majority? Do you know that it was, what, four or six people that overturned 63% of the folks that voted for that? And really, if, as Ted Olson says, 59% of Americans believe that same-sex marriage should be the law of the land and it is a right, then why don't we, oh, well, we're not a democracy, we're a republic. Then why don't we allow the people to vote on it? Well, they did. Didn't they? They did. But it doesn't matter because 27 federal judges said they know more than the will of the people. Coming up, Alma is arrested. Who is Alma? We'll tell you about that. And one political party blames the Republicans for Ebola. Hey now, let's go to Nate in Caldwell with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Nate.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm living the dream, bro. How are you?
Hey, hanging in there.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to call in and comment about this whole gay marriage situation. And I've really been trying to empathize with the gay society and try and see it from their point of view. And I'm honestly not seeing the logic behind their reasons for wanting to be married. You know, Liberal Steve called in a little bit ago and said it's all has to do with love. And, you know, if I married everybody I loved, I'd be married to a lot of people right now.
Right.
So that argument doesn't have any logical sense to it. And then the other argument I've heard is that they want to be able to inherit from their partner whenever they pass away, which that sounds to me more like a return on investment or a business transaction than it does a marriage. So that doesn't make sense to me either.
It doesn't. And then, you know, as a person of faith, a person who loves the government, you know, I urge people that, you know, if watching the stuff on TV news turns you off, turn off the channels because that's all we're going to see. You know, here's the gay veteran that wants to be married with their partner. Well, sorry, the federal government doesn't let you allow that. Well, we're going to redefine the laws. We're going to, you know, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. The television is essentially promoting the cause. Where is the opposition? Where are you, Nate? Where are other people that are saying, hey, I disagree with this. I don't think it's a good thing. They have not once given a conservative, given anyone who disagrees with any opportunity in print or in television. And you have people on conservative radio going, well, I don't have a problem with it. Well, I do.
You're right. But I believe that the voices are out there. They're just not being given a chance except on your program, 580KIDO, you're the only one that really gives people like us a chance to voice that opinion and be heard.
Well, Nate, thank you. You take care of yourself.
Hey, and, you know, to quote Forrest Gump, I may not be a smart man, but I know what love is.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Nate, hitting it out of the park here at 580KIDO. John and Wilder, hang on. We will continue on, but we're going to go to Jim, Alma's husband, with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
Well, sir, I need to know how are you doing, concerning that your wife is still in the hooskow. What's going on with that?
Well, she was at a commissioner meeting on Thursday evening, and at the very end of the meeting, let's see here. There was a chair commissioner, Chad Enger, brought up as far as if anybody is putting any testimony into the record that it needs to be substantiated. Well, they brought that up, and then right after that, commissioner, let's see here. I'm sorry.
Well, hang on, Jim. We're gonna try and schedule you for a minute here, and we do have the sound of Alma the anti-fracker being arrested. And we will continue to take everybody's calls on gay marriage coming to Idaho. Suddenly, I want to sing that Chaka Khan song, I'm Every Woman, but we'll hold ourselves to that. We go to John in Wilder at 580KIDO. Good morning, John.
Good morning, and how are you doing this morning?
Well, we've had better days, brother.
Haven't we, for sure. To my way of thinking and my argument is that to recognize homosexuality as a lifestyle is unconstitutional in the sense that, and this is my argument, the preamble to our Constitution says we are endowed by our Creator. Our founding fathers understood that in saying that There's an implied, however, unwritten moral code that comes with that. So to afford homosexuality any recognition whatsoever is a violation of that moral code, and any judge that that says otherwise is not upholding his constitutional duty and therefore should be subject to impeachment.
Well, how about those 27 federal judges in the Supreme Court then?
Every one of them should be impeached for violating the moral code that was recognized by our founding fathers. It's an unconstitutional thing.
John, great thought. We appreciate that. Let's go to Dan in Marsing at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Dan.
Howdy. You know, one of the things is the judges are wrong because Chief Justice Blackmun had used Article 6 many times in decisions that he made. And Article 6 says that we held on to the laws that were in effect before the adoption of the Constitution, and some of the laws was against homosexuality marriage.
Apparently not anymore.
Yeah, so, but when they're saying it's a constitutional right, it isn't. Because Article 6 is what a lot of it hangs on, and that means he'd used the Articles of Confederation, the Mayflower Compact, and the Northwest Ordinance to uphold the law, and I think that would even take it back to biblical law. So if it was law before the adoption of the Constitution, it was still law afterwards.
That's a good point, Dan. Thank you for the call. Not a lot of people ever quote the Articles of Confederation. Jim in Middleton with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Hey, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, just wanted to weigh in real quick. You know, you mentioned about, you know, where's the other side of this argument? Where's the other voices? Well, unfortunately, Kevin, you know, we're saddled with the Republican Party. That's the best that people like you and I and a lot of your listeners have. And they have no argument. They sit there and they take a browbeating from the Democrats about the war on women, the war on gays, the war on this, war on that. But they never talk about the Democrats waging war on the Constitution, the Democrats waging war on traditional America, on taxpaying America, on Americans in general. You never hear an opposing voice from these people, you know.
And you don't hear it locally either. I mean, I'm watching exactly. Everybody, Bill, kiss Will and all these things, and apparently everybody in Idaho is down with it.
Well, exactly. Just like the Affordable Health Care Act, Kevin, when we had that big election in 2010, and they were all against it, and then when it came around, you know, they rolled over like tunas on a boat. So, you know, this is a problem that we have, and people like yourself and a lot of the listeners and what have you are going to have to start to take the bull by the horns in a constructive way, you know, to get that message out. Now, in regards to gay marriage, I have mixed emotions. I do believe it's between a man and a woman. If these people want to have a civil union or what have you for whatever, okay. I mean, we are America, so I'm trying to look at this, Kevin, as open-minded as possible. But to call it marriage, okay, that sanctity, it just doesn't fit. If they want to have a civil union because they live together and they care for one another and for other reasons, inheritance or doctor visits and so forth, on the other hand, I say, well, who am I to say that they can't? But again, in terms of marriage, Kevin, and I've said this before, you can't start a car with two positive posts. So if you want a civilization, it's got to be the traditional home. I see, as we continue down this road with all this alternative everything, I see our society going downhill. So, anyway, I wanted to share that with you this morning.
Jim, God bless. Take care, my friend.
Okay, you too. Have a good one, Kevin.
All right, we appreciate it. It is 6:51, time for traffic at 580KID.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
6:56, back to your phone calls on gay marriage. Kay, good morning. Thanks for your patience. 580KIDO. Hello, Kay.
Hi. Kevin, I just wanted to kind of thank you for the format that you give us to say something and to let you know, you put politics aside, you put religion aside, all that. Homosexuality is just naturally wrong. You don't see animals marrying each other or getting together, and it's just wrong. Morally, ethically, it's wrong, and I don't think it has anything to do with the gays and lesbians. I think it has to do with the liberal agenda.
Kay, anything else you'd like to share with us?
I think that'll do it.
All right, Kay, thank you for the call. Thank you. God bless, Kay. We go to Mike in Caldwell at 580KIDO. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, bud? Okay, five little words is going to settle this whole thing. Separation of church and state.
Okay.
Why is the state in the church? They claim separation of church and state with the schools and everything, but yet it's okay for them to do that with the marriage and the church?
They're on their way to the church. That's right, brother.
Yeah, so we'll just throw their separation of church and state argument right back at them.
You should be a lawyer.
Hey, I'm thinking about it, seriously. All right, man, I got to run, though.
Good to hear from you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Our great friend Mike in Caldwell returning. It's always good to hear from our old friends here at 580KIDO. Coming up, more on this topic, your thoughts. The one place where we will not censor your voice, number one. Number two, the voice of the opposition. And number three, we'll find out a little bit more about your money coming up with Dave Pezzo. And Alma, the anti-fracker, arrested. A lot going on this morning. It is 6:58, 43 in Star. Time for traffic at 6:59. Fox News is next for your home. Fox News on the Radio Plus. The Tway Travel Getaway. Listen at 7:20 to find out the word of the day. Right here, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Serving Emmett, Idaho.